Thank you, Peter. And now for some more news. A couple of diverse festivals this month in the city. A festival of archaeology starts this weekend at the castle, and the village of Heatherset celebrates all things South African. The long-running saga of the two massive tower blocks in city gets a seal of approval from the council, but we start with the story of a young Norfolk girl who won big at the Norfolk show before dressing up for the school prom.
Bedrooms, bathrooms and the back seats of taxis. Most people have got ready for a night out in some unusual places, but 15-year-old Lara Cakebread's story might just beat the lot. After winning first place with her red pole bull Fousey on the first day of the 2017 Royal Norfolk Show, Lara returned to the cowshed at the show and got changed into her prom dress. Having your hair and makeup done while surrounded by straw and farmers in wellies might sound bizarre, but this teenage champion cattle shower had a very good reason. Lara attends Long Stratton High School. With the traffic from the show, as well as the torrential rain, going home to get ready for the Year 11 prom in the more conventional setting of her own home simply wasn't an option. Her family from Hall Farm in Tasborough rallied around her, with cousin Ruth Barnes doing her hair and makeup mum Kate Cakebread helping her into her floor-length grey dress, and Lara's friends and relatives sending her off in style in one of the show's golf buggies. The show is always a family affair, according to Sarah Barnes, Lara's aunt, who farms the Hopham herd of red pole cattle, which Fousey, Lara's prize-winning bull, belongs to. The farm is owned by her aunt and uncle, and she helps out with the cows and takes part in shows. The herd also took home the award for reserve champion, making it a great day all round for the Barnes family. Her family enjoyed celebrating a successful day at the show, and after a toast to the herd's achievements, they gave her a great send-off to enjoy her evening. Red pole cows are a local dual-purpose cattle breed of Norfolk and Suffolk. They're a cross between the Norfolk red beef and Suffolk dun dairy breeds.
The Indiana Jones and Howard Carters of Norwich have the opportunity to dive deep into the world of archaeology at Norwich Castle. The castle is hosting a week of historic family fun during the Festival of Archaeology. Starting on Saturday, July the 15th, a fun day is being held with the opportunity to meet the Sainsbury's Institute's archaeology and heritage team, as well as Dusty Dot, the drama queen. Talks and shows will also be on throughout the week from a wide array of doctors and researchers. On Monday, July the 17th, there will be a chance to get an insight into the Egyptian collection with researcher Faye Kalonatiatis. The following Thursday, learn about the friendly invasion of East Anglia by Americans during the Second World War and what the Americans left behind.
Ever wanted to try biltong, boerewors or cook sister? Well, now you can, and you won't need to travel to the southernmost country in Africa to do so. These traditional South African delicacies will be on offer at a July festival that celebrates everything about the African country. All proceeds from the event, taking place at the Village Hall in Heatherset, will go towards the Norwich-based Loving by Giving charity. Loving by Giving head of marketing, Madelie van Niekerk, said this year's festival promised to be bigger and better. The festival was first held in 2009, and we had been thinking about moving away from the South African theme this year, but decided against it because people like to try something different, and that's what we'll be offering on the day. She said traditional South African foodstuffs, such as biltong, which is dried meat, boerewors, which is sausage, and cook sisters, which is deep-fried dough drenched in syrup, and melktert, which is milk tart, would be on sale while children would be kept entertained with a range of activities. We'll also have a Zulu dancer performing, face painting, bouncy castles, and lots of interesting things to eat. Ms. van Niekerk said the aim of the festival was to raise funds for the charity, which used the money for projects such as outreaches to Romania and Tanzania. Loving by Giving has also assisted the Trussell Trust in Norwich and is involved in an HMRC prison project in the city.
11th-hour changes to a £45 million revamp bid for two huge tower blocks in the heart of Norwich have convinced council officers to recommend it gets the go-ahead. Developers who want to turn St Stephen's Towers, formerly offices for Aviva, into flats for more than 700 students were on the verge of seeing their vision dashed. Officers from Norwich City Council had warned developers they were on the brink of recommending the revamp of the buildings above and behind shops in St Stephen Street should be turned down. One of the council's concerns was the proposal did not meet the ambitions in the authority's blueprint for the development of the area, particularly for a fully accessible route to the bus station. The developers said that was not economically viable, although a separate application could yet see a route created through the back door of the empty BHS store. That would depend on future tenants agreeing to the route and would only be available during normal business hours. But developers Crown Student Living did make a number of amendments to the overall project, including reducing the height of the towers and cutting the number of beds from 742 to 702. And with the Council's Planning Committee due to make a decision, officers are recommending that the scheme should be granted permission.
It started as a tiddler and has grown into a whopper. And now Rackheath-based Angling Direct is to float on the London Stock Exchange and raise £9 million in the process. Friends Martin Page and William Hill founded the business in 1986 with dreams of making it big. Now they have a network of 15 stores and a thriving website which turns over more than £21 million a year. They hope their stock exchange launch will create up to 20 jobs and help expand the firm's online business. But Chief Executive Darren Bailey said the firm would continue to do good trade in-store. Most anglers like to have a good feel of their rod before they splash out, he said.
A warm welcome for expansion plans at Norwich Airport was undercut by disappointment that the airport development fee would continue. The £10 tax on passengers aged 16 or over was introduced in 2007 and was the main preoccupation for a selection of passengers surveyed on the streets of Norwich. Anne Bowditch, 75, a Poringland retiree, described a frustrating experience of waiting in the rain to get through customs. "I do think paying this £10 each extra for the airport there should be a covered way or at least a bus," she said. "And that's been going on for years. I think the passengers need to see a bit more improvement."
A Norwich woman who was born as revolution swept Russia has celebrated her 100th birthday. Edna Mann, née Swain, believes the secret to her long life is down to clean living, which she said involved not smoking or drinking. Mrs. Mann celebrated her milestone birthday with friends and neighbours at Norwich Housing Society's Westwood House off Earlham Road, where she's been a resident for 30 years. Born in Exeter Street, she went to school at Thorpe Hamlet School on Ella Road before going to work, aged 14, at the city's Cayley's Chocolate Factory, where other members of her family already worked. She also met her future husband, a Salvation Army officer, at the factory. Norwich Housing Society Chief Executive Mike Allen said, "Edna is one of our longest-standing residents, and she really is a remarkable lady. She remains fit, active and independent, and she's an inspiration to us all."
So that's all for this part of Chatterbox. Very shortly, Marianne Penn and John Francis will have more news stories from Norwich, as well as the weekly information desk and our second feature, in which the writer looks back at a simpler time. So for now, it's goodbye from Sarah Lomax and Rupert Hitwell.